industry announcements for March 15th, the Ides of March. Remember, in Roman history, you don't think I'm on? Oh, maybe I'm not on. You want to start over, or you just want me to turn it on?
All right, cool. So these are the Bra Ministries announcements for March 15, 2020 in Roman history. Julius Caesar was warned about March 15th. He was told, beware of the Ides of March. And so I guess we have to beware of the Ides of March as well. So prayers, please, for Pastor John Farley. We got the news this week that he is going to have emergency surgery tomorrow to remove a tumor from his spinal cord. He had lung cancer, as you know, and he had lung cancer not as a smoker, but one of those cases of lung cancer where you don't smoke. And the cancer metastasized, so it has spread into his bones, and it was compressing three of his vertebrae. And so he was getting to the point where he couldn't walk, and he couldn't get up out of his car. He said it would take him 15 minutes to get out of his car. So they're going to go in on tomorrow with a six-hour surgery. They're going to decompress the spine. They're going to remove the tumor, and they're going to put a rod in its back. So the recovery time will probably be long. And he said that the kind of cancer that he has is a one-gene cancer, and they have a pill that when you take it goes into the system and seeks out cancer no matter where it is in your body and destroys it. So this is one of those situations where you see the hand of God in it. And there are only two words to think about this situation: full recovery. And the other word to think about it is prayers. And so I know that you'll join me in praying for him. I'm pretty sure that he won't be here for homecoming, but we're going to try to rig something up where he can be here for homecoming through Skype. And so he's excited about that opportunity. But for now, we got to get him through the surgery. And, of course, I can't go to see him because I might infect him with the coronavirus, which is absolutely insane, but that's a whole nother matter. So please pray for him, and he said to for me to tell you guys not to be worried, that he's not, that in his mentality this is just another day at the office, and he has complete confidence in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he will do, and I do too. So I as much as I feel for my friend, I know exactly what the outcome of this situation is going to be. That's why we as Christians study the Word of God, so that when we have crises, we know that it's not a crisis because we already have the victory. So please pray for John. He would appreciate it, and I will too. Our focus in 2020 is to go and to grow and grant. And so we got some. We got an interesting email from a grant writer. Denise solicited some grant writers, and the grant writer told us, a Christian grant writer who's been involved in capital projects, told us that the likelihood of us getting a grant from the government to fund a capital project was pretty slim. So we're going to end up paying for this ourselves. And so that just means that I'm going to have to start working harder. And so that's exactly what's going to happen. But we're going to have a building. We're going to have that building that we've been planning for 10 years. It's going to happen. And what Grant folks like funding is projects within the building. And so we're going to get started on some of those as well, so that we can just get in the habit of getting people to give us money to fund the different projects. One of my friends said to me this week that there aren't many people fathering their children anymore. And, you know, one of our ministries is going to be to fatherless boys. And that's absolutely true. It's been true for a long time that there aren't many people fathering boys and fathering their children. And so maybe it's time for us to start that. Denise has been really interested in starting a kids ministry as well. So we're going to get some of those things started this summer. And we even take your little toe head over here. And yeah, put it right up here. Shut up, don't talk, listen to this. It'll be so much fun. I love working with kids, so this is going to be a lot of fun. The tax letters are available. I know that you still have a month to go before your taxes are due, so I know I won't hear from you until the 14th. On the 14th, I am on vacation. So if you call me on the 14th, I am not going to be there, and you're just going to be SOL, as my mom used to say. You figure out what it means. And the government's going to come and repossess your home. All right. They do that kind of stuff. What do they call that when they repossess your place? They call it
foreclosure.
Foreclosure? No, it's not foreclosure. It's enjoining it or something. No, I don't know what. They just take your stuff. Give me that. Garnish. No, that's what they do to your wages. Anyway, that's it. Get your tax letters. That's the bottom line. Have I scared you sufficiently? It seems to be working in other areas. Next elders meeting is March 21st from 12 to 1:30. I'm sure we'll have a lot of fun things to talk about. That is also officially the first day of the Lunar New Year and the first day of spring. Mark your calendars. The evening service on March 29th was canceled because we're going to have service at the regular time. So I had a trip, and the trip is no longer happening, so I don't need to move the session tonight. So March 29th, regular time, 9 o'clock, be here or be square. Mark your calendars. The next Lord's Supper celebration is April 12th, and that is Resurrection Day. It's a good time to bring your friends. Now, because of this coronavirus scare, there are a lot of people who are focusing on God right now. And John Miller sent me a letter this week. He sent all of us a note this week that we need to take advantage of this time because people are very afraid. And afraid is a minor word. I mean, they are terrified in their souls. If you listen to people, they are terrified in their souls. And I'm glad they are, and I'm glad for the reason that they're terrified in their souls. And they're terrified in their souls because they're spending all their time sitting and watching TV and watching news and listening to liars. You know, they'll spend 6 hours listening to liars, but when it comes to coming here and hearing some truth, they ain't got time, right? But they'll sit all day and listen to liars. They'll sit all day and watch phony impeachment hearings. And all it does is create terror in your soul. All it does is create the situation where you don't trust leaders. Okay, well, we're here. There are churches that are closed today, but we're here. And we're shaking hands and hugging. So you know what that means, right? We're all going to die. Right? That's what they're telling us. And, you know, we need to have social distancing. We've got enough social distancing. So anyway, Resurrection Day is a good time to bring people because the two holidays that they're predisposed to come to church are Easter and Christmas anyway. So we call Easter Resurrection Day because that's what it celebrates. Visit the vets. We're going to have a Resurrection Sunday brunch on April 12th as well. What time is that going to start? Is it going to be after? Oh, okay, so it'll be right after the prayer circle thing, so 10:30. And we're not going to have Denise put any of the food out early for those of you who think you're just going to sneak in early and get a little food and split. So, no, we're hiding it. You got to be here to get the food. But one of those things that we do to be social. And so make some time for that if you would. We're going to visit the vets on April 26th, which is the Sunday of homecoming. So June did get that changed. It was amazing. Her finger is really tired from having to push those 10 buttons to get that done, but we really appreciate it that you were able to get that done finally. Isn't it amazing how when we make it public, you get it done? It's just, what a coincidence. Speaking of the Barat Ministry homecoming, it'll be April 24th, 25th, 26th. Somebody sent me a note this week and said, I hope you're not thinking about canceling the homecoming. Yeah, right. I'm going to cancel a picnic. Yeah, right. No. Will there be food there? I will be there. No, we're not canceling the picnic. So, yeah. Mark your calendars. The 10th Annual Coeur d'Alene Conference, August 7th and 8th. That ain't getting canceled either. And if it is, I'm going anyway. So, just so you know. So get that in your calendars, get your tickets. And by the way, speaking of tickets, this is a perfect time to be getting tickets because the fares are going down. I went back and looked at a fare that I had booked for tomorrow. I was supposed to go to Houston tomorrow, and client canceled the thing because, you know, you can't be shaking people's hands and stuff. So anyway, the ticket was, I think, $1,400, and now the day before it was $1,200. So the fares are going down, and so, you know, there's really no excuse not to come to Coeur d'Alene. You can get some tickets real cheap right now because the airline people are out on the corner with those arrows, man. Hey, Southwest Airlines, they're spinning arrows because they want everybody there. What's happening, girls? I ain't seen y'all in a long time. It's good to see you. Your hair's all straightened out. You got your hair did. Well, it's good to see nothing changes. You never talked to me when you were here before. You're not talking to me now. I love that. All right. Amazon Smile is a great way to contribute to Barah Ministries. Instead of going on the regular Amazon website, go to Amazon Smile. Designate Barah Ministries as your charity of choice. And then when you purchase things, they will send money to us. And so let us know you've done it, too, so we know what to look for. Giving methods, you can mail a check. You can set up a recurring payment with PayPal. You can set up recurring payments through your bank. You can pay on the website or you can pay on the app. There are a lot of ways to give money to Barah Ministries. And, you know, I just take it for granted that you knew that. But we read a few articles recently that said you really need to help your people know how to give. So, okay, yeah, all my people are 6 years old. They don't know how to do this. But, all right, so there it is. There's an app for that. Download the Barah Ministries app from the Google Play Store, from the Apple App Store, or from the Microsoft Store. You can have all Barah Ministries all the time. And you can join our prayer circle right after church. Immediately following the service, we'll send you a GoToMeeting link, and you can join us. Now, one of the things that I think it was John said, and John or Monica said, that we need to position the computer in such a way that they can hear the prayers. So we kind of need to direct our prayers into the computer so that they can hear it or figure out some way to mic it up because they don't always hear what we're praying for. So they just kind of mumble amen, but they don't really mean it. So the Spirit knows, the Spirit knows. All right, so those are the Barah Ministries announcements for March 15th, the Ides of March 2020.